First of all, a reminder, this will be a shorter conference than usual. By 11:15 or so, there will be opportunity for confessions. And remember to fill in the question box with questions. Our present meditation is on the virtue of hope. As we've said, our faith is the foundation of our hope. Unless we believed in God, we could not hope in what God promises us. And may in general ask three questions. What is supernatural hope? Why do we have the virtue of hope? And how are we to grow in this power of trusting in God and hoping in His promises? The supernatural virtue of hope, once more, infused this time into our wills. The supernatural power infused in our wills by the Holy Spirit at baptism, which enables us to trust that God will give us the graces we need in this life to do His will, and when we die, the confident desire of reaching our heavenly destiny. What is the virtue of hope? Is the power in our wills to trust, confidently desire, we shall obtain the graces we need in this life to do the will of God, and when our bodies die, the confident desire we shall reach our heavenly destiny. Immediately we see that hope is a virtue. It gives us the confident desire for two things: the might and strength we need to do God's will here on earth, and the correspondingly confident desire that we shall reach our heavenly destiny. Clearly, hope is not just a natural virtue, because what we hope for is to obtain here on earth the grace, and I prefer graces, we need to know what God wants us to do. The light we need to know His will and know how we should fulfill it. The virtue of hope, therefore, is not merely hoping to obtain, say, enough light and strength to keep going here in this life No. It is the proper desire of obtaining the light and strength we need to know God's will and the strength to do it. Hope is a supernatural virtue twice over. It is supernatural because unless we have the faith, we would not have hope. And faith, as we've said, is a special gift from the Holy Spirit. Our hope is only as strong as our faith. And watch it. Hope is a common desire we have, that we will have the light and strength to do God's will. And God's will can be very demanding. But hope is also the confident desire that we shall reach that heavenly destiny for which God made us. The goal of our hope is not to survive in this life. It is not merely the common desire, say, of having enough strength in body or knowledge in the mind or power in the will to well keep us here happy on earth. No. Hope is a confident desire that we shall reach our heavenly home. And that is why, without their supernatural hope, life in this world, and I mean it, life in this world would be hopeless. Because everything in this world is meant to be a means enabling us to reach our heavenly destiny. The hope that the Holy Spirit gave us when we were baptized gives us the courage, the confidence to accept everything in this life here is as part of God's providence. Hope is the virtue which enables us to trust that no matter what mistakes we may have made, no matter what sins we may have committed, no matter what trials or sufferings we have to undergo, the virtue of hope gives us the confident, and I mean strongly, unqualified trust we shall reach heaven. Our hope puts meaning into everything in our lives. Hope gives meaning to our sufferings. Hope gives meaning, hear it. Hope gives meaning to our sins. Father, what are you saying? Are you saying that even our sins are part of the providence of God? Yes. God had a mysterious purpose in allowing us to sin. And among the reasons that God had for allowing us to sin was and is to keep us humble. Over the years I've told people, never use the word happen. Nothing ever happens in our lives. The verb to happen is a pagan word. Hope tells us nothing ever happens in our lives. Nothing. There is no such thing as chance in the vocabulary of God. Hope assures us that everything, and the word is everything in our lives, has meaning. And among the purposes for making a retreat is, with God's grace, to see the meaning of our lives so far, the meaning of our lives now, and the meaning of whatever God, in His mysterious providence, but as we casually say, will send us before we enter eternity. Hope assures us that everything in our lives, past, present, and future, is meant to be a providential means of enabling and helping us to reach that home where Christ, as our faith tells us, is waiting for us. So much for the first question. What is hope? Now we ask ourselves, why did God give us? And that's the Holy Spirit. The virtue of hope, the power of trusting in Him throughout life. The reason should be obvious. God gave us the virtue of hope to enable us to not just sustain ourselves, to patiently endure the trials, the sufferings, the misunderstandings, the rejection that all of us in greater or less measure experience here in His valley of tears. Why did the Holy Spirit give us the virtue of hope, that we might not only survive, but hear it, they might thrive, grow, just because God sends us painful persons, difficult experiences. What humanly speaking we are tempted to call hopeless situations. Why did the Holy Spirit give us the precious birch of hope, so that hear it, we might be happy here on earth, and not in spite of the trials or the sufferings. What a statement! But just because of the trials and sufferings. Say that again. Why do we have the virtue of hope? So that we might trust that because we have, and then you go down the list, you in your lives, I in mine, the crosses that God sends us. It is hope that gives meaning to the cross in our lives. As we've said, the cross is not mainly two pieces of wood. The cross is mainly the divine will crossing our wills. Hope enables us to not just survive in this life, not just to endure the trials, but what a verb, to enjoy. Father, please, you're not talking to the mystics, you're talking to ordinary struggling Catholic women. The longer I live, and the closer I come to eternity, the more I am repeating and re-emphasizing the need for embracing. Father, please, you must have more to say than just repeating, to embrace the cross. Hope gives us the assurance that it is by accepting God's will crossing our lives that by accepting the divine will in our lives. I repeat, in so many ways, crossing our wills, and the principal way in which God crosses our wills here on earth, here it is, through human beings. You've got your human beings in your lives crossing your wills, and I should have my hope is the virtue, and virtue means power. The power not made to resign ourselves to the pain. Remember, please. Anybody here in chapel remember how to finish this sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Somebody remember?
Infinite.
Don't forget at least that. And among the truths of our faith that I beg you to remember is, pain is whatever is contrary to our wills. Hope makes sense of pain hope enables us. I keep repeating, not only all right, well, I guess I have no choice. I will accept this, which is contrary to my will, and that this can be, in most cases, is a human being. You wives, don't just tolerate your husbands. Don't just be patient. Lord, why did I ever marry this man? And Wednesday to Sunday morning of this week to the beginning of next week, I'll be giving a retreat to men. And I'll say the same thing. Father, don't say it. Lord, why did I ever marry this woman? Hope is the virtue, not merely of survival. Hope is the virtue which gives us, and how we need it, to do the humanly impossible, to embrace what is contrary to our wills. Why? Because it is the will of God. And whatever else you find out during this retreat, in God's name, find out and put on paper what is God's will in your life that is contrary to your will, otherwise known as pain. And I repeat the verb now, maybe for the fifth time. Don't just reluctantly resign yourself. Embrace . You're not a priest for 51 years, dealing with thousands of souls, counseling, part of my responsibility for the Holy See. Most of my work in 30 years has been dealing with members of the hierarchy. Pray for bishops. How they need the virtue of hope, to trust in God, when there's so many bishops inherit a diocese which is nothing less than a moral jungle. How do I cope? What do I do? Hope, I repeat, sees God in everything in our lives. I repeat, as the fruit of this retreat, be sure you make an inventory of the persons, places, and situations in your life which you find contrary to your will. Find out through prayer whether what these persons, places, and situations, though contrary to your will, are the will of God. And then your hands may be trembling, but stretch out your hands and embrace. I'm not talking from books I've read. I'm talking from experience. Embrace what is God's will in your life, no matter how contrary to your will it may be. And I repeat, for maybe the 10th time, whatever is contrary to our wills is pain. Embrace the pain in your life. And the mildest pain on earth is pain in the body. I know. 23 hospitalizations. Well, I know what physical pain is. I have not been without it for over 50 years. It is a spiritual pain, the pain of the soul, the pain of the mind, the pain in our wills. Provided and find out, that's what the retreat is all about. What pain in your life is God's will. Once you find out it is God's will, I repeat, just reluctantly. All right. How about it? Love it. Embrace it. Why do we need the virtue of hope? We need the virtue of hope because it is by embracing what is contrary to our wills here on earth, that we grow in that sanctity without which, and I mean every syllable of the next sentence, without which, to remain a faithful Catholic in today's world is impossible. As we said at the beginning of this retreat, ordinary Catholics will not even survive and the definition of an extraordinary Catholic is one who is practicing heroic virtue. In other words, as again we said, an extraordinary Catholic today is one who lives a martyr's life. That's why we need the virtue of hope. We must see, constantly see, beyond the horizon of this world, that eternal life for which we were made. We go on. As I never tire repeating, a retreat is not a series of lectures in theology. I have given, I keep giving lectures in theology. It is not a retreat. A retreat is indeed, help us understand what we believe, what a retreat is mainly centered on the how we are to strengthen this virtue of hope that the Holy Spirit gave us. And if, as we've said, ordinary faith is not sufficient, not in today's world, ordinary hope is not enough to survive. As we enter the close of the 20th century, you don't live in a society. Now the American bishops, may God have mercy on them. In 1968, and Pope Paul VI issued the document, Humani Vitae, condemning contraception as a grave sin. The bishops of the United States met in solemn session and voted long, pious document published by the American hierarchy, telling the Pope to mind his own papal business. But we American Catholics know better. We are to follow our conscience and not allow the Vicar of Christ to enlighten and tell our consciences how to behave. How we need to strengthen our hope when and once again the American hierarchy this past fall came out with a solemn document called Always Our Children. In the clearest language possible, condoning, allowing, dare I even say, encouraging the practice of homosexuality. My God, my God. Thank the Lord for Pope John Paul II. A document has just been issued by the Holy See, telling the American hierarchy, you are wrong. Isn't that neat? How we need to strengthen our hope to make us not just surviving Catholics, not keep repeating heroic Catholics. How then do we strengthen our hope? First, we strengthen our hope by strengthening our faith. Go in your knowledge of the faith. I don't mean memorized knowledge of the faith. I mean understanding our faith. We must grow in the grasp and the meaning of what we believe. Remember what we said in speaking about faith? Who remembers? In what evangelist our Lord gave us the parable of the sower sowing his seed? And the first seed falling on the wayside produced no fruit. Why? Because the birds swooped down and picked up the seed from the pathway. When the disciples asked our Lord to explain, he told them, they are those people having received the faith, but not understanding what they believed, the devil came along and stole the faith from their hearts. Question. In what gospel is that parable? Who remembers?
St. Luke.
Did you say Matthew?
No, I said Luke.
Remembers what chapter? 13. Who can finish this sentence? The capacity of the human mind to forget is? Over the years in teaching, we only have as much knowledge as we remember. How do you grow in our virtue of faith? By faith. By living our faith. And we grow in hope, and the measure that we grow in our faith. In today's world, we've got to pay dearly to live our faith and grow in our hope. How do we grow in our hope? We grow in our hope by praying, and pray especially when God sends us trials or difficulties or humiliations. One day I made the mistake of counting the humiliations I experienced the time I got up. By 2 o'clock, I counted 14 humiliations. I've never counted them since. Pray. The moment something is contrary to your will, pray. Father, if I took you seriously, I would be praying always. And my friend, that's what I'm telling you to do. How do we grow in our hope? We grow in our hope by seeing, and everything which contradicts our wills, the will of God. We go in our hope, and you might say, Father, enough is enough. We go in our hope by embracing the cross in our lives. I strongly recommend that you draw up a list of the crosses in your life. And of course, whatever list you make today, you may have to add to tomorrow. Pardon me for asking this, but I do it out of sincere desire to do God's will. Is anyone here in chapel more than 84 years old? And I see you people. God bless you. Pardon me for using this. You youngsters. know how much my life on earth has taught me. How do we grow in hope? We grow in hope by loving Jesus in everything, and I mean in everything, that He is our God, puts into our lives for this very reason, to strengthen our trust in Him. There are two words that most people, without a second thought, use indiscriminately. They are the words hope and trust. Well, they're not the same. We trust in God, but we hope in His promises. How do we grow in the virtue of hope? By growing in our trust in the God who faith tells us loves us so deeply. He became man for this reason, that he might be able to suffer and die on the cross out of love for us. We trust Him, and the faith this takes to see His divine will in every person, every event, to see God's will and every thought in our minds. Question. Does God allow us to have thoughts in our minds that we should remove? Does He? Find out during the retreat what thoughts come into your mind that you should not have. Remove them. Has God put thoughts in your mind? You should have. Keep them in mind. Do we have desires that are sometimes, may I ask you, has anyone here never had a bad desire? Put up your hand. Not me.